Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation to support the stage two task of connecting to your body through sleep, regeneration, and movement. Before we do, a quick shout out to new listeners in New York, New York. Very excited to have you on board in the Big Apple. If you have thoughts, questions, or ideas, just follow the links in the show notes and let me know what you're thinking. Let's enjoy a guided meditation. Now, in this task, you're asked to understand how much sleep you need and to make it a priority. You're also asked to choose forms of regenerative activities like meditation or massage or hot baths or journaling or just time alone. And you're asked to choose some form of movement and move your body each day. The most challenging part of this task is making yourself enough of a priority to actually do it. It is easy to make a list of the sleep and regenerative activity and movement that you would love to have, but it's quite another to make it a priority. This meditation will support the self-care mindset needed for this task to be successful. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down. It doesn't matter. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Do what works for you. We'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. We begin. Picture yourself on a typical stressful day. Notice the reaction in your body to stress. Shoulders are squeezed up. Breaths are shallow and small. The heart is heavy. And the solar plexus is hollow, empty. Why? Focus on the heart. It's heavy because your needs for regeneration are not being met. It is heavy because it is being ignored. The heart is tired. It needs rest and care. Now focus on the solar plexus above the belly button. It feels different here. Feels hollow or empty. Why? This is the center of free will and independent strength of self. Now it makes sense. You have denied the individual self. You have not spoken out for your independent needs. This may bring feelings of shame, sadness, or regret. Do not judge yourself harshly. All of these things are human. All of us have, at some point, failed to honor the independent self and its needs. We have 100 wonderful excuses, none of which we will continue to allow. Now choose one regenerative activity from your list. Maybe it's a hot bath, journaling, time to yourself, massage, a long walk with your love, or anything else that relaxes you and fills your soul. Take a moment to imagine doing that activity. This time is yours. Notice how you feel now. Regenerative activities feel relaxing and somehow energizing at the same time. Now choose a second activity from your list. Take a moment now to imagine doing that. Let's check in with the heart now. How does it feel? It feels lighter. Is there some joy there peeking through? The heaviness is lifted. Feel this. Now we check in with the solar plexus. What do you feel there? It is not so empty anymore. Having stood up for your independent needs, you affirmed your strength of self. You feel solid, capable, even fulfilled. Stay with this feeling. We see from this that self-care, regenerative activities are about a lot more than just rejuvenating the body and mind. They are about rejuvenating the heart and the soul. They affirm the independent will and strength of self. They are the source of fulfillment and joy. And now, your soul is full. Now, you have something to give others. Joy, love, wisdom, caring, focus. This is why it matters. This is why it must be a priority. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. You might feel cared for, loved, and important. That's good, because you are. Take this feeling with you and return to it any time you need a boost to make your own self-care a priority. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation today. Be sure to take a moment to write down your thoughts and integrate this experience. If there's anything that you need to change in your calendar or in your plans, what have you learned from this? And what will you choose to implement to really boost those regenerative activities? I listed some regenerative activities here, but there are many and they are very, very individual. What brings you both relaxation and energy can be very unique to each of us. So find your regenerative activities. Find your right amount of sleep. Find your right type of movement. And make that a priority. Because then you really have something to give. If you have thoughts, ideas, and questions, follow the link in the show notes and let me know how it's going. Be sure to join the weekly email list where you can get all the latest stuff, because I know there's a lot of it, all of it in one nice, neat, organized weekly email. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.